know then how will you send me? Well, I'm gonna send you two by two, because two was a Paul and a Silas, and a one was a little bitty baby that's born in Bethlehem.
Children go where I send.
God know then how will you send me? Well, I'm gonna send you three by three, because three was a Hebrew children, and two was a Paul and a Silas, and a one was a little bitty baby that's born in Bethlehem.
Children go where I send you.
God know then how will you send me? Well, I'm gonna send you ten by ten, because ten was a ten that never got lame, and nine was a nine that came off behind, and three was a eight that stood at the gate, and seven was a seven that fell after him, and six was a six that never got fixed, and five was a five that came back alive, and four was a four that stood at the door, and three was a Hebrew children, and two was a Paul and a Silas, and a one was a little bitty baby that born in Bethlehem.
Good morning. I mean, good afternoon. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium, right here on Medford Tufts Freeform Radio Paranormal Playground Sound Special Edition Sunday Service. Thank you for tuning in. And what you heard right there was the marvelous Golden Gate Quartet. You could hear so much hip-hop going on in there, because it's amazing. Gospel-birthed hip-hop and rock and roll. So it's interesting how hip-hop didn't seem to come out till later on, like the 70s and the 80s, but yet it was around since. It's been around even probably before the 20s and 30s. It was, you know, these vocal group harmonies, Jubilee, came out is very distinct. So that's why I like to play a lot of this, because this is a roots of where almost a huge percent of our American pop culture, our American pop music comes from. It is a huge percentage. So that's why I like to play it and just remind y'all, get back to them roots, because that's exactly where it's from. So this has been majestic and magical, as always, here every week. I'm here every week. Sunday. Just getting it in, uplifting the vibration and feeling good. Feeling good with that. So we're going to keep on. We're going to keep on playing the playlist. And remember, at 1:20, we have the inspirational speaking. Woo, I can't wait. Spirit really pumped up the notch last time, giving us assignments and actually making it come to life and making it come into fruition. I love these connections we get with Spirit, where they're like drawn to tell us, hey, come talk to us more, and giving us a challenge and, you know, how we can spread out and how we can have more dynamic fun with that. So it's a beautiful, beautiful, majestic thing to have and to see and to be able to relate to and connect with for all of you who truly believe in spirit communication. So let's have it here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. And so we got some rockabilly coming up. Yeah, I've been waiting for the rockabilly. Johnny Burnett Trio. We had some Chet Atkins there before, just getting it in with the 50s and the country and the rock and roll. That's what I do. That's my jam. That is my jam. So let's do it. Let's kick it off.
what, do what, do what.
Well, Butterfingers, Butterfingers, that's what everybody called me since I lost you.
What?
Well, Butterfingers, Butterfingers, had you, but I couldn't hold you. You just slipped through.
What?
Now I don't know what to do.
What, do, do, what?
Well, Butterfingers, Butterfingers, that's the only name for me for letting you go.
What?
Well, Butterfingers, Butterfingers, never did I realize that I loved you so.
What?
It's all gave a little in a return, and now that I'm without you, I'm gonna learn how tears can burn. Well, Butterfingers, Butterfingers, that's what everybody called me since I lost you.
What?
Well, Butterfingers, Butterfingers, had you, but I couldn't hold you. You just slipped through.
What?
Come back because I love you.
What?
Thank you. Let me hear you say the words I want to hear, darling, when you're near. Words of love you whisper soft and true, darling, I love you.
Wire, glow for the female of the species. Turn on the AC and the DC. This night could use a little brightening. Light up, you little old bug of lightning. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow. Glow, little glow and glow.
Glow, little glow and glow and glimmer. Swim through the sea of night, little swimmer. Thou aeronautic gold of evil. Illuminate yon woods primeval. See how the shadows deep and darken. You and your chick should get to sparking.
I got a gal that I love so.
Go little low and low. Go little low and turn the key on. You are equipped with taillight neon.
You've got a cute fast pocket master,
which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took a shine to, or who you're about to make a sign to.
I got a gal that I love so.
Low, little low and low.
Got a cute best pocket monster, which you can make full slow and faster. Woo! Oh my God. There was the that is the gospel, Mills Brothers. Oh my God. Such an inspiration, one of my favorite bands. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is your special treat of Sunday service. A special edition of Paranormal Playground Sounds. We are getting it in. Hallelujah. Amen. Stay tuned. We still got our channeling at 120 in about 5 minutes. So let's keep it going here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds.
Holy ground.
Whew. Whew. That was some reviving. Yes, that's right. Inspirational music for an inspirational day. Yes. So again, just wanted to confirm. No, I don't. I'm not. I do not place myself in the category of a Christian at any means of, you know, putting a label on faith. But like, again, I've chosen to play gospel music that is inspired by Jesus Christ, because this is where hip hop and rock and roll, all of your rock music, comes from. So I'm always so proud to play this stuff. I love playing this stuff, like, you know, and to be able to appreciate something that you don't even claim to be your own as faith is so extraordinary beautiful. It really is, to just appreciate. And this is what this is all about. This is really what this whole experience is all about. To be honest, it's to appreciate other people's faiths and their differences and everything else that comes with that, and to be able to admire it, regardless is if you don't believe in the same thing, if you don't have the same, if you have not put your faith in it or have the same beliefs, but at the same time you can resonate and get whatever it is that you need to get from it without having to, you know, go out of your way to dismiss it or say that it's wrong or right and yours is right and everyone else is wrong. It's beauty because, you know, as I do spirit communication and being psychic, like, I'm brought to this understanding that it is not for everybody. It's not going to be everybody's jam. It really isn't. So what we really need to appreciate and love is to be able to take what we can from it. You know, I mean, maybe this may not be someone's thing, spirit communication, and maybe something they choose not to participate in. But if they can get whatever it is that they need to, you know, maybe I'm just speaking, communicating from them, and that's all that they need. And all they need is the message. They don't necessarily need to go and start summoning spirit because I said so, or start summoning spirit. That is going to be their business, and that's going to be their choice whether they want to take that next level. Unfolding to that part of their life, that is your choice to do that. And that's the whole point of free will. And just like with Christianity and being able to play gospel and being able to hear, not be triggered by hearing the words of, you know, lyrics from Bibles, and not having to be triggered by the word Jesus, have to be triggered by the word saying he is my savior, and not having to be triggered by statements of, you know, references to the Bible and communication and preaching from the Bible, and to be able to play that without any feeling any sort of way besides pure beauty and pure love and appreciation for how it exists is, and I am getting emotional because it's that feeling you get when you understand, oh, I appreciate something someone else is that's helping them. I appreciate someone else's connection with God. It may not be my connection. It may not be the way that I do it. And it may not be what I have claimed, but I'm giving love to something else and someone else and what they're appreciating. And I understand a lot of part of Christianity do not accept the psychic world. And you know what? And it's still okay, because that's not everyone, and that's not the whole basis of the entire religion. I mean, come on, mediumship, Christ, resurrection. If that's not mediumship, I don't know what is, but that's definitely mediumship. So to a point, they do believe in it. You've got to understand. So, but anyways, the whole point is I've never let that keep me away from getting what I needed from this beautiful religion. and beautiful faith. Believe me, I had a lot of shares of, you know, people telling me that, you know, I'm a Satanist or satanic, and I'm just like, cool, great, you know, rock on with the devil horns if that's what it is. But what I'm just saying, the whole point is you gotta remove the haters and you gotta give it love, which I choose to just give it love. So anyways, let's go into, we're about 4 minutes over until when I told you I was doing my inspirational speaking, so I'm sorry about that. But anyways, let's get into it, because again, what needs to be said needs to be said. And we're not going to apologize. So we're going to talk. Anyways, infinite spirit, come in. Coming in strong, coming in clear, infinite spirit. Infinite spirit, what wants to be spoken? What is the word? Use me as a channel right now on the Paranormal Playground Sound Sunday service. We are here and we are clear. Yes, that's right. See, there's a reason why right in this moment I had to talk about that, because the topic right now is openness. The topic right now that spirit wants to come in and communicate is this openness energy. And it goes along with the lines is what I'm saying. We can believe in others. We can have faith in other people's faith. We can embrace beauty of things that do not belong to us and appreciate. And so it's important that we stay open, because the more open that we are, the more spirit is gonna come in, baby. Woo! See, the more open that we are, the more open our heart chakra is, the more spirit can give us, the more energy, the more life, the more love, the more gifts. Everything can come in through a whole open heart, baby. You see, that open heart is the invitation. You see, when we open up our heart, we say to the world and we say to the universe and we say to everything around us, I am in a position to receive. You see, right there, when your heart is open, you say, you can't walk around and say your heart is open. That heart has got to be open. That mind has got to be open, because that gives you more energy and it gives you more wiggle room to accept things that you were not anticipating or expected. That's what you got to understand. You see, God and the universe and the angels want to give you gifts, but they want to give you something better, baby. They want to give you something that you could never even possibly imagine. It's like what happened last week when I said, universe and spirit, I'm open. I want angels to come through. Give me a playlist, angels. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's vibe. Let's connect. I'm open. And then a cascade of messages and signs came from one single person. And he said, you're going to have my attention. I'm going to have your attention, baby, all week. It's going to be about me this week, baby. I'm going to give you all the signs. And because of that beauty, I made beauty happen on the station. And it just opened up and opened up and it kept opening. And now we're here. And now we're here because of that place and where I said open. See, sometimes all you got to do is say I'm open, and then magic happens. You see, the power of being open is so magical. The power of being open is so infinite, because that's where infinity gets to live, through your open heart, your open mind, your open perspective. You see, that's exactly where infinity gets to live. It gets to make room there. It gets to make a home right there in that present place called open, baby. You see, right there, you get to feel infinity, because right now, I bet you can feel infinity coming in. This beautiful place. See, say that to yourself. I dare you right now. I dare you to say to the universe and God, I am open to receive the greatest, best, or something better that is aligned with my being. I am ready and open to receive a gift. Bring it on, spirit. Bring it on, world. Bring it on, God. I'm ready to and available to receive this. And so once you open up your heart and you say that and you get it, woo! There you go, and you keep opening, because the level of you opening up is infinite, and that infinite, and that's exactly what they want you to know. See, this is exactly where they want you to be at, understanding that it doesn't end. There is no limitation to the gifts that they want to give you. There is no limitation to the joy and the excitement and the happiness and everything you are experiencing here on this realm. You are just this beautiful, beautiful gift giver, gift receiver, that you were put here, because you have to understand, spirit, The stars and the angels, they just wanted to spoil you. That's all that is. That's why you're here. They want to spoil you with all the goodies. They want to give you 1,000 kisses a day. They want to give you 1,000 hugs a day. They want to just make sure your life is the most beautiful life possible. But you've got to believe that in order to have that reality. You see, you've got to enter into that space right here, right now, right in this moment. You have got to be willing to understand exactly what comes in, what comes out. You've got to understand that what comes in, what comes out, and what's coming out is something that you want to receive back. So we got to pay attention to what we're giving out constantly, because we have free will, but you've got to be responsible for that free will. So what is it that you want? You want love? You want hugs? You want kisses? You got to give them. You want money? You want money? You want to be able to live your highest potential? You got to give this. You want to be complimented. You want people to recognize your beauty, your uniqueness, your joy. You want magic to happen. You've got to give the magic. You've got to give the compliments. You've got to give the love. You've got to give it all. Everything that you possibly want and imagine, you've got to give it. You want plentitude and abundance? You've got to give that. You want to be nurtured, showered with care and love and spoiled? You've got to give that. You've got to give it any way, shape, or form possible. And that in itself, in its space, will add on to the giving from the unseen, because the unseen wants to keep it on. The unseen wants to spoil you. The unseen wants to be your infinite lottery. The unseen wants to keep giving you money, cash, checks, credit. The unseen wants to keep giving you the goodies. You are a millionaire. And so when you understand the billionaire status, we play in this. I play in this, and I accept being a millionaire, you say. I accept the billionaire status. I accept this with all the love, and I can be this because I am this. I am a billionaire. We say this. I am this. I am present, because the truth of a billionaire is that health, that infinite health that is within you. Do you understand? And do you understand that care and that simplicity when you get up and you are functioning, every organ is functioning? The way you can walk, the way you can talk, the way you can move, the way you can go lift weights, the way you can run, that is health. But that is more than anything. That is wealth. That is the absolute significance of wealth. So when we have this, we can have anything. So we come back to this present moment. We come back to infinity and realize that an open heart gets fed. An open mouth gets fed. An open mind gets fed all this knowledge, all this intuition, all this revelation, all this ideation, all this ideas of being. How are we being? How is the connection of our greatest yet to be, the beautiful magic of God that is here, and the God that is expressed within us, and the God that is expressed in throughout us on every emotional plane, and raising our vibrations high, raising our entities higher and higher and higher, and evolving to that place called now, and evolving to that beautiful place of the infinite, because you are here, baby. We love you. I love you in the infinite presence. You see, the infinite presence is here, magic and contemplate and love, joy. And we are on the majestic realm right here, living in revelations, God in revelation, God revelation, God in here with the idea present, and the idea present idea here uplifted of the magic, and you can feel it here blossom and grow. That is where the infinite spirit is right now, right here. And that's where we are channeling, baby. Oh, this is where we're changed. We are forever changed right here. See, when we come here, when we tune into the paranormal playground sounds, this isn't just feeling good. No, this isn't just a let's feel good. No, this is I'm going to change my consciousness. I'm going to rewire everything in my brain so I can focus on exactly what it is, where my power is right now. You see, through sound, through music, through engagement of uplifting and celebrating, I can wiggle a little bit. I can move my body. I can rejoice. But when I can rejoice, I can listen to the channeling. When I'm hearing the channeling and I'm hearing the spirit, spirit is within me, and I'm here, and I am open, and I just open up those doors, and I go through those doors without fear, without hesitation. And now here we are. Here we are, and where I get to gift everything. I get a gift. I receive a gift. I give a gift. Here it is, the infinite of gift exchanging right here. And then when we're in that beautiful realm, as we open up the doors, there's more doors and the infinite doors and the infinite doors. And the doors do not end. Those doors continue to open. Those doors continue to expand yourself and expand your consciousness, and you get to play. So with this, an understanding, openness and open mind, do something different. We've got to do something different. Every channeling is different, baby. You see, you have to understand every single thing that comes out of my mouth, every single thing that is here, every single thing that spirit is saying is different. It is brand new. And that is the alignment of being brand new. You've got to be brand new at every moment. And that's what that is. See, every time we are speaking something brand new happens. You see, something creative flows. We are giving birth right now to a new energy. We're giving birth to that new energy that wants to come in, that wants to be guided, that wants to understand, that wants that curiosity to expand, and we lead. And what happens to curiosity? What does curiosity turn into? It turns into invention. It turns into adventure and invention. See, that's what we need. We need constant invention here. We need constant innovation, because that's how we make our world a better place. We cannot do that if our mind is closed. We cannot do that if our mind is closed. We cannot do that unless we are willing to step forward, unless we are take away the fear. And we can say yes. Oh, yes, that is infinitely the good. That is infinitely the possibility that is stringing along, guiding along, walking along, and feeling good. Walking along my very way. Oh, what a night. I'm just walking along. Oh. That is it. If it's got to break down in that, if we got to break down into song, if we got to break down into praise, if we got to break down and praise the Lord through song, then that's exactly what we'll do. Because you see right there, break it out in song, that is the highest vibration, and that is the higher vibration through sound. See, this is the paranormal playground sounds, and we understand our world through sound. We understand spirit communication through music. God is good. God is infinite, and love is in your heart right here. Oh, you have never been loved more than you're being loved right at every moment, right in this moment. You have never been loved like you are being loved right now as the infinite spirit kisses you. Kisses you on the forehead and calls you chaos, calls you the dream, calls you love and light, and a million, million miles of good is here at your fingertips. Love, love, love. Oh, it is love, it is love, it is love. And as we walk in along our merry way, singing a song, whoa. You have the power in your voice. What is the word that's going to be spoken that is going to create magic? I am. It is in the I am presence. It's in the I feel presence. It's in the I love presence. It's in the I know presence. It's in the I love. I love. I love. I love being here. So thank you. Thank you for this magnificent gift, and thank you for tuning in to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This was a longer than I anticipated, longer than expected channeling, because that's where we're flowing. We're opening. You see, I was open right now. I was open to doing it longer. I was open to see what spirit wanted. And right now it evolved. See, if we needed to take more time to communicate, we needed. So that's where it is right now. You stay open. Stay open today. Open up your heart to new things. Open up your mind to new things and new concepts, new ways of learning. Be taught. Be teachable. Learn from other people. Learn other people's cultures, backgrounds, beliefs, languages, insights, perspectives. That's what it's about. Because magic is waiting for you when we open up our heart. Magic is waiting for us when we open up our mind. And the angels come through so quick, so fast. So if you're having issues with spirit communication and you're trying to talk to angels, but you feel like you can't, open up your heart. Because that is the fastest way. Oh, it's the fastest way to home. Mwah. Woo! what a beautiful day. What a beautiful Sunday. So we're going to continue to open, stay open. Infinite Spirit, I call upon you today. Any angels who want to come through for the playlist for next week? Oh, you're invited. Anyone who wants to show themselves more and more and communicate more and more and have their love grow and have the messages grow, we are open. I am open and I love you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We're here till 2 p.m., baby. 2 p.m. That means we got 20 more minutes and we are going to raise the roof. We're going to praise the Lord with some more music. Please stay tuned right here with the Paranormal Playground Sound special edition of Sunday Service, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I love you to the moon and back. You are the greatest. You are the best. Oh, you are so loved.
4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! What's happening? A field trip!
Welcome to Outer Space Class.
Watch out!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Walking along my merry way, singing a song. I will be gay, I found love, and love is here to stay. Whoa, 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 whoa. Walking along, just feeling glad, singing a song.
Thank you. to me, every one of you. We've got a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot of work to do. Forget about your women and that water can. Today you're working for the man. Deadline to meet. I'm gonna see you make it on time. Oh, don't relax. I want elbows and backs. I wanna see everybody from behind. 'Cause you're working for the man. You're working for the man. You gotta make him a hand. You're working for the man. Picking him up and I'm laying him down. I believe he's gonna work me into the ground. I pull to the left, I heave to the right. I ought to kill him, but it wouldn't be right. 'Cause I'm working for the man. I'm working for the man. They're both gonna be all mine.
Good afternoon. Hello. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. Right here, tuning in. We are almost outskies. That's right. We are almost outskies. We're pretty much out. Well, we're pretty much out. It ends at 1:55. So, I hope you enjoyed everything that was going on. I hope you enjoyed the music. I hope you enjoyed the connection, everything. I just feel so uplifted. I feel immersed in this beautiful music. I feel at one with it. And I just feel so loved right here with the universe and spirit and God that's just here. Oh, I just love all the things that are happening right now, like in this moment, in this instant. And that's what it's really about. We have to take every moment, every present state, you know, at those times where we're joyful and happy, we have to milk it. We really have to continue to be in that, because things that we love to do, things that we like, things that we are, you know, it's going to attract more of that. It's going to attract more of that beauty. It's going to attract more of the connection with the infinite spirit. And you are just so, so loved. Every time you tune in, every time you get a chance and you're able to connect, please give yourself a round of applause. Please cheer yourself on, because this is a lot. This is a lot of work to do. This is a lot of things to take in. You could be doing anything on your Sunday. Anything from 12 to 2 p.m. You could be there's just about anything you can do with your weekend. And to be able to take some time out to take time for yourself, self-care, to be able to hear messages, to be able to be open to seeing more messages that come through, to be able to be willing to connect with your loved ones, even if it's not that easy, and be willing to see signs, even if it's scary. That's a lot. It really is. So congratulations if you've been willing to do this, because this shows a lot about where you're at and how you want to grow and how you want to manifest into the world and your energy and what you are trying to attract and your greatest yet to be and the gifts that are going to come with it. Because again, you know, this is it's my show. It's a great show. It has to do with spirit, but it really is about what you're receiving. It really has to do with, what are you able to get from this? How are you able to conduct yourself in a manner where you're getting this information and your connection with God and spirit? How are you able to take in this information? And the way you take it in is all that matters, your own way. The way that you can resonate and take bits and parts that work and bits and parts that don't and leave them and continue to flourish, that's what it's about. So thank you for tuning into the Paranormal Playground Sounds. We are definitely out skis now. It is 1:55. Please stay tuned for more shows that are coming on for the rest of the Sunday. More absolutely phenomenal shows are here at the station. So continue to tune in, continue to stick around, and stay clear, cleanse, and have a beautiful Sunday. Mwah! I love you so much. Until next time, beautiful angels, beautiful souls, and beautiful humans, I will see you again on Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. right here. So you're right here. So tune in next time. This is the 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio, the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and we are signing off. And I'm going to sign off with some Ventures, some surf, because you need it.
as a token of regret. I try to shake the feeling, but it hasn't happened yet. I try to follow orders and remain the best of friends, but I can't stay inside when the outside must pretend. Well, in negotiations, I see the hollow in your eyes. We lower expectations, we believe each other's lies. We suffer through the silence and maintain that it's alright, but I can't play the game when there's nothing left to find. You make a face like that, your face will freeze like that. If you keep keeping it up for long, you're gonna put somebody's eye out before you even know you've done somebody wrong. And you cannot take the road less traveled unless you know the road you're on.